Welcome to the ministry of Reverend David Edigenfi. Reverend David is the founder and president of Kingdom Mystery Center Worldwide. He is an end-time apostle mandated to raise matured sons of God who will explicitly manifest their identity in Christ. Reverend David has a dynamic music ministry and is the author of Dangers of Wrong Marriage. His strong passion for soul winning has fed Jesus for All Missions, an evangelistic crusade ministry. Now listen to Reverend David Edigenfi.
Come on, if the Lord Jesus is your Savior and He died for you, why don't you give Him a shout of praise and a clap of praise? Celebrate the Lord, hallelujah! We worship your praises, Lord. Just lift your two hands to heaven and worship the name of the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise, Lord. We worship your presence. We worship your majesty, Lord. We worship your majesty, Lord. We worship your majesty, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father. I want you to begin to pray in the Holy Ghost as loud as possible. I'm not hearing you. I don't hear you. Pray in tongues. Come on, begin to speak in the Spirit. Somebody just lift your voice, just lift your voice. And speak mysteries unto him. The scripture says that we are uttering mysteries. Rapa, Worship you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, we worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship your name, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord Jesus.
Fill me up, fill me up, till I overflow.
presence this morning, Lord. Release uncommon feeling. Bless our lives eternally. Deposit into our spirit eternal matters. Matters that will change our lives and brings us into the perfect resemblance of your holiness. To cause us to have the DNA, the perfect resemblance of our Father.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Let the spirit of the word fill us, Lord. Let the spirit of holiness be made available in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Speak to me. Speak through me. And speak to your people in the mighty name of Jesus. Can you put your hands together and celebrate your Lord and Savior? Just put your hands together once again and celebrate the Lord and your Savior.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I said praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are you in church or you are going home?
Oh, sorry,
I said praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
We bless the Lord and Savior, the one that has made us matter.
Yeah, what
we want to say thank you to the Lord Jesus. And we want to say thank you to the Holy Spirit. We want to thank the Father for making all this available. Making himself available through the Son and the Spirit. Even unto us, we thank him in Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's a great time to have you in church. And it's a blessing to always see you. Because it's a great blessing for me to have you in church to share the word of God with you. And for you to become a better person. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let's look at a scripture from 1 Peter. Let's start from 1 Peter, the verse number 13. Wherefore, get up thy loins, the loins of your mind. Somebody say, the loins of my mind.
The loins of my mind.
Be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Anytime Jesus is revealed, grace is made available. As obedient children, not fastening, and that's where our whole service is beginning from. As obedient children, not fastening yourself according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which had called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. The verse must say, because it is written, be you holy, for I am holy.
Glory. Wow.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
This scripture is very powerful. The Bible says, be you holy, for I am what?
Holy.
So some say,
ye krong krong, essence of me, be ye krong krong.
This amount of holiness. Holiness unto the Lord. Actually, when we make a manly declaration, it doesn't mean that we want to be holy only in the month and after we can do any other thing. Many a times when we make this declaration, we make the declaration one, to celebrate the declaration. Number two, to put emphasis so that we bring the revelation of the declaration out and relate with it well. Three, to enlighten our paths or to pick up those ingredients and move on. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Say ye can sa asemti e dabo sumi no soa ne ya na edi kan ye hwe ene say ye be wo ji asemo urade dia brain bo sumi no ne to sumi no ene say ye be domo suko na ye tumi ehu no nipa ne ade wo mu nyina na fi eye ene ma be boa ye ma tumi yakwa ene mu ye tumi afa ne nyina etumi de to anamo.
So for you to be in the month of holiness, it means that we want to take time and put emphasis on the word holiness and really understand it. Because unfortunately, many Christians in the house of God don't have understanding when it comes to holiness. We don't really know what holiness is, and we try to live our lives anyhow.
You see,
the Bible says that blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Sometimes when we use the word purity or pure, we come to a certain point thinking it is a substance which contains nothing. But actually, it is not so. But purity means that a substance that contains the exact thing that we expect it to contain. So you may have pure water. Pure water doesn't mean there is no chemical in the water. There are certain minerals. There is a certain pH level that one should have. And that makes it what? Pure water.
You can't crown a year at the Hontia, a young Kofo free say, a cradia be a she anymore. Nelson and your son at the name a cap crown a year at the Hontia, let us say, a cradia or hat now, and your man, I say, a woman, sapper and pompon son in the Bibiano, sapper and a woman.
So purity is actually the standard without deformation.
And you can't say, way a Hontia, let us say, I had done a pompon so no, papa, if he next
to me. And touch
my
it is a ben choir. There is no way there is a certain cut here inside. It is pure a ben choir.
Then cut here be a frafra. A ben choir.
I hope I'm not breaking somebody's fasting this morning. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
But that's so. It also means that when we talk about purity, it means that we have met a certain standard.
There's a cast of BBs to MOT. Let's see, you better do Jenna Pemby. You better.
To its perfect level.
Ah, you do the pump on so I saw the
now purity has a relationship with holiness. The question is that what is holiness? The word holiness is the noun of the word holy, which is the adjective. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So when we say something is holy, holy is an adjective that qualifies a certain noun. And when we read First Peter, the Bible says that for God said what? Be ye holy, for I am holy. When it comes to holiness and when it comes to God, holiness is not just an adjective unto God, it's also a noun unto God. He is holy by nature. Holiness is his nature.
God
is holy. He is just holy. I just don't know. You see, he's just saying that the water is pure.
As I say, it's no any genie.
It's pure water. It means it has met a certain standard which is, set for the gauging of what? Pure water or purified water. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So when we say God is holy, then we are trying to mean that God has met a certain standard. What is that standard?
It's
actually a standardless standard.
You
say, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So then you begin to understand that holiness is not a certain man's idea of how to dress. The moment you begin to use human ideology to determine the standards in our spirit walk. I'm not talking about Christian walk. I'm talking about our spirit walk. You will make a mistake. You will make a mistake. Because you will end up interpreting the Bible by traditions, culture, your lack of knowledge, your level of education. So, to quite go Scotland, then to what you say, baby, will be a shirt trouser, be a good young man. But I got Scotland, no, and my shirt, and my shirt trouser. And yes, according to be a quiet. You see, it's lack of education. And then we will preach it and say it in such a way that we will manipulate people and make them feel like even when you wear trousers, you will get HIV AIDS. What kind of nonsense is that?
Now you to me a preacher na fi a man ko for feel say simple wash your trousers cry na where HIV cry but you me nya bi sir.
Holy, the word holy has two root words.
Say kan kronkron a ewo enyina so mienu bi.
Pure and devoted.
Say adeno say bibi e ho te ni bibi e two.
So, the thing must be pure and must be devoted to a certain cause.
Can I tell you something?
One day, the Bible made it clear that God is not a man. And God will never be like a man. When Jesus came and took on human flesh, he never lived as a man. He lived and raised the standard for us to learn from him. He didn't learn from us.
Bra used to buy ebe fa nipa su edi drano no wa man bra se onipa ne mo buy ebe peja su de no du ba bi se ne bi nipa be hwe so no so du wa no mo me ba bra ba se ne nipa bo no.
So the standard, when we say God is holy in his capacity, in his realm, the things that make him God, he needs the standard perfectly. What makes him almighty God, the God of all gods? He's a God who is alive in the first instance. He exists, and he exists in the non-existing. He exists in the existing and also exists in the non-existing. He is the living, and he's the one that makes alive the dead. He is the one who can be complete in nothing and yet be all things in all things. He is everything. He is in infinite and he is infinite. He's the Alpha, he's the Omega. When you are looking for the beginning, you can find him there. When you go to the end, he's there. I mean, when we talk about God, he's the food, he's the water. He's the fire, he's the stone. He's the rock, he's the mountain. He's the tree, he's everything. God is in everything. You can find God in all things. Some gods are just river. Others are just trees. Others are just mountains. But he is all in all.
Glory.
He is all in all.
Yami, owo bribiemo no ye bribiya anso.
That is what makes him God. That is his standard.
Eno ene mani ye nyako pon eno nene susudiya.
That is his standard.
Eno nene san susudiya pamponso esudu.
Now look at 1 Samuel 2, the verse number 2. Then you will know that. Listen, even in holiness, there are categories. There are realms and there are levels of holiness. He said, there is none holy as the Lord. Is it not he that said that, be ye holy for I am holy?
First Peter 1:9.
He said what? You are a holy nation. Is he not the one that said that we are a holy nation? And the Bible says there is none holy as the Lord. It means that we are holy, but in the category of holiness, God is, we don't meet that standard.
And you know the say you are not there.
We are not infinite. God is the one that lives in eternity and lives in time. He's a God that created yet lives in his creation. Actually, his throne is in heaven and the earth is his footstool. But yet he comes to the earth and dwells in man. What a God.
When
we talk about holiness, we are talking about standards. And when we talk about the holiness of God, we are talking about the standard of God. Child of God, we have the capacity to rise up into certain realms, into certain levels, but actually there is none holy as the Lord. Somebody give the Lord a shout of praise. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee. Neither is there any rock like our God.
My God.
Holiness.
Kru-kru-ye.
Exodus 19, the verse number 6. Look how the scripture said. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests. Take notice of this scripture very well. Ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Is God trying to tell me that the people had not yet become a holy nation? But he said this, because it's a progressive thing that he said. He said, ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
Where ya semua utumi se ewo ndidi so ndidi so efi bakumu ko bakumu se mobeye atese oman ya moya hin for my ama mi urade.
Hallelujah. Child of God, don't let anybody use his standard, his thinking to determine your holiness.
Or the for emo be for na dwin so so ye en kire wo wo kokro ye wo ye.
When we come into the kind of holiness God is talking about, that we must be holy. All that God is saying is that we should advance and update and increase in godliness, godlikelessness, God nature, until we meet his standard. But all the same, the seed of holiness has already been imparted into our spirit. So the scripture says that pursue holiness.
The trust I'm saying,
pursue. The word pursue is a false word. Pursue after holiness. Go after it. Look for it diligently. With an eye red, look for it. Pursue.
Why?
Because we have to meet a certain standard. Like I told you, there are levels in holiness and realms of holiness. But all forms of holiness is unto the Lord. All forms of holiness is what? Unto God. But in holiness, there are levels.
Angels
are holy, but not as God. The saints, we, Christians, believers, born again. If you are born again, if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are holy, but not as angels and not as unto God.
When
you read the Bible, in the book of Leviticus, the Bible said that God gave instructions concerning the temple, and then he told the priest that you should sanctify the items, for they are holy. Why? Because they are going to serve in the house of God. So we can have holy items, holy people. By this kind of holiness we are talking about, they are not as the Lord. Though all this holiness are unto the Lord.
Yeah, I quite trust him now. I say, Nani, I saw if you on it, and say, Kitibi Eba, say, and Yama won yina, on Tesan Yaman Yinaho, and Tiwanema, a hoti, and a wound nipa, a hoti, when we are a conqueror, a yakuncoma, a radi, Nesnina, and do a radi conqueror, emu.
Actually, anything that serves the Lord is described holy.
Na no kremu biribi biara adi biara eye adi a esume urade anase adi ye bibi ma urade no eye adi a eye kronkron di machi ye pa.
So this altar I'm preaching on right now,
this altar ye me gina me preaches,
as long as it is serving the purpose of God, it's the Lord's holy item. Before it came here, when it was in the store, it wasn't holy.
Why
do you think we call your Bible Holy Bible? It's not just a name. They have described it well. Because it is serving a certain purpose unto God. Anything, every item, anything that has been consecrated. That is why when it comes, we dedicate. The baby we dedicated yesterday here is a holy baby, because we have given the baby unto God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Anything that has that God factor is holy.
So
the watchword here is dedication. Anything or person wholly dedicated unto the Lord is holy. Numbers 5:17. The priest shall take holy water in an earthen vessel, and of the dust that is in the floor of the tabernacle, the priest shall take and put it into the water. There are plenty of water, but the one which is dedicated to be worked, I mean to be used in the temple or to be drunk by the priest, has been described as what? Holy water. So at any point in time, anything can be holy. The moment is dedicated to God. That is why we can have a holy day. It means that even times can be holy. Our quiet time, if it is truly dedicated to God, is a holy time.
Say ye bria ye nyani rade didin komo no say e yade a ye ye de ma rade dia e de betu ka say konkron
say yade a ye twesi ho amansa fo rade a. Amen.
Amen.
Our prayer times, if truly is dedicated unto God, is a holy time.
Ye mpai bo emre no say ye tu dia e so dia ma rade a e konkron de.
My mother trained me in a certain way which I am trying to inculcate in my house. It's not easy for me, but I'm trying.
Me mama chire me bit team go bibi mu a me pass me bomb ding say me ye e ofie.
No matter whatever is happening in the house, the moment you see my mother praying, everyone had to learn how to learn to be silent. You don't make noise. No matter who comes to look for her, you don't go and wake her up. You don't go and tell man patrobi show. You don't talk. You don't be quiet. And the moment anybody is making noise, you have to go and silence the person. That's how we're brought up.
Now, say, Mamma, me a bumpire, and so be a who be out, as so to me, ye dee, or no quiet say, who bears, oh, be a show, wait, say there be so be great about ting ye there, and so quiet and so on ye dee.
Why? Because that time is dedicated unto the Lord.
I didn't hear a sense of sabreno, where 2 years you hold your money.
One day, God went into the desert and chose a certain tree and stepped on the land and lighted the tree by himself. The moment Moses was approaching the place, hey, my friend, remove your sandals. Where you are standing is holy. Why? Because God is standing there.
Debi, yango pon e koso so na die bi e ho no o koho na o sase ma e wure ho no sase se e dere na ho na mo
e kwan bi aso no se ye nyame dia e ya de konkono e de masa fo urade. Me ji disa woti de me che ona se. So when it comes to holiness, it is not about how somebody sees it. And yet trust as se and then ye well, why sorry demo na bi anyame ba ho no ka kire so eh ah sorry for we me pese obi a be she skirt muni amu she trouser and na me pese obi a be she trouser muni amu she se won ko a wo ko se bibi foforo dia and we bu nyame ni mutia se wo ye de nyame kan ni dia and we bo bra bro konkono. Now when it comes to holiness, the reason why aya ye timi ka se abrabo we enya brabo konkono any ni se because it's a certain standard eh yet a shasu dia bia ye sheso ne ye pese do some pempenso ni ntino se wa mosa bra no manen do some pempenso no. If the standard that God has set by his word, if you don't hit it, you have not lived a holy life. Why? Because that life is not unto God. I'm going to open your eyes in the next 50 minutes to many wild things. That life is not. I was reading the Bible. And the Lord told me, he said, this Bible you are reading, you are reading my holy word, and you are coming to preach the word of God. But you'll be surprised that this time and this reading may not be holy unto me. I said, God, how? Look at what the Bible said. Let's go back to our first scripture, verse Peter Hono. And let's look at the verse number 14 there, where we're reading. He said, as obedient children, not fashioning yourself according to the former lust in your ignorance. The verse 15 said, but as which had called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of what? In all manner of what? The word conversation also means relationship. It means fellowship. It means behavior. It means attitude. It means manners. The way you manifest yourself, the way you go about things. The Bible says that, so be ye holy. What is it saying? So make sure you meet the godly standard in all manner of attitude, motive, thought, relationship, fellowship, whatever. In all manner of conversation, make sure you meet that godly standard. There is a godly standard. There is a standard God expects from us. So should there be wahwa nyami eshenim say ya brabo ye kasa ye niye ya drink na obi ehunu adwe adwe fa ye nyonko hono ekwai fa so ye huye nua ye nua na blo ekwai bi wahwa nyami eshenim say wo sa susu dia no ube do some pempen swano. Now I say pendo do a sad, ube to see what some pempen swanimono. You are not holy. So we can be praying, actually, we can be praying and our prayers may not be holy prayers. Though we, in our mind, we think we are praying unto the Holy God, our prayers may not be holy prayers. Anything that does not meet the standard, because holiness is a certain standard. Be ye holy, for I am holy. God is complete. He is the standard. He is the standard. Look, God lives by standard though. God, he lives by standards. On your coupon, one nam susu di abiso, and not nan or yen and nenioma, so we need more catcher on ne. Dakro, what's your person can't come? One of Peter and Nisha, so says Ruby or Hodia, where who be our ho? Who says standard no one is standard no? I feel or say, midimidin can't come. Midimidin yadi, Eddie can't come. God lives by standard. So what God did was holy because it meets the standard of God. But the question is, what we do, is it holy? When we go into prayer and we are praying, the Bible says two people went to the temple to pray. And sometimes you may be praying, and look, the main reason why you are so seriously praying is because a very nice sister you are admiring is in the church. The truth of the matter is that you have seen your pastor and you want to impress your pastor. The truth of the matter is that there's a new song, that is why you want to sing it. But when we are talking about the standard, you don't meet it. You don't meet it. My wife and I, we can be married, but our marriage may not be holy. Because we may be laughing at each other, we may be playing, but in our minds, we don't really love each other. It means it is short of love. Love is a standard of God. It is short of love. It's a standard. So God will tell you, see, before anything can be holy, there must be consecration and sanctification. Consecration is setting apart. Sanctification is updating it to become a certain standard. Consecration, any sanctification, any idea, say, Nini had the crow. Who can achieve your set home? Consecration to home. Sanctification or better set home. Anything I mean, pitch you know, I said, it will be pitch you because you know, my dear, yes, I said, Nini, I am to home. Consecration, I am to home. Sanctification, patch, and I say, she said, you know, you dear, what's the free move, free move? Or else I didn't say, putting your fire, chahon, for playing, smoothing playing, for faho, nay, fair. I didn't think I was, I get away and I could never was in a way, you know. What dream when you nara? A woman say, Yami Betsnaso, it's our gin and our day, Odea, Sajin and our day, and only a friend of sanctification. Sanctify yourself. And until you consecrate a matter, an item, a life, a person, and sanctify it, it will never meet the standard of holiness. It will never meet the standard. That is why people can pay tithe and yet the tithe is not a holy tithe. Because you bought a thing grudgingly. Actually, the money where it's coming from is nice. It's very powerful. You are not really grudging, but you want people to see just the moment you are about to pay your tithe, it entered your heart and then you will be able to submit to your tithe. The thing loses its holy value. It loses its holy value. Because the intention by which you walk in front to come and stand here to release that tithe doesn't meet that standard. Anuntina. What you are saying in the verse number 14. Take me back to the verse number 14. Look at what he said. As obedient children, not fashioning yourself according to the former. The former last. And he brought the word in your ignorance. Ignorance of what? Ignorance of your new life. You are no longer that old person. Those days, so be sure, dear. Look, we can be given. Two people can give. Anybody know? Obi tuba bejana wanim. Obi abecho sika. Baba kusi kachana nebe ya krokro. Baku di anya krokro. That's one thing you have to understand. It. That's one thing you have to understand. When an unbeliever gives you money, it's not holy. When a believer gives you money and he gives it according to the standard, it means the holiness of God. That is why Cornelius giving, though he passed all the standard, yet he was not born again. His giving, God couldn't use it. It was just in front of God. God couldn't use it. God couldn't use it. So God had to find ways and means of organizing the salvation of Cornelius. Said the beya name man or man in pipe on war born and hope about your mean for so. But you be answer when you're holy, no, as a for radiant to me, you so. And you think that you're a crook and the name dear children, what you knew when you never fed them. Was in that one more dear, I had to say at the Bruno, a jabber tomb, was it so? What the yet says, Caco, a fed them, a best ring. A best ring. I drink Ben, I would hear the other year. I come up Ben, I would hear the other year. We can be very unholy in even how we come to church and how we work in the house of God. Be ye holy, for I am holy. He said he has arrived, he's there. But you, make sure, pursue after it, that you become holy. It means that whatever we are doing, we should have a certain heart attitude and mindset. A certain heart attitude. I say, "Nyaku me bini a dreamy bi ayedi ye bibi biara ye ye bibi biara ayeye." A holy life is a life that is fully dedicated unto God, outlived with full consciousness of attaining the fullest pleasure of God. Did you hear that? A holy life is a life that is fully dedicated unto God. A life which is outlived with full consciousness of attaining the fullest pleasure of God. Abraba ye tuame urade na abribi ayebo sabra no ye nya dwini bi se nyankopon na nija ewie peye nti ena mebo sabra no. Nyankopon said the nige be wie payenti na ni be some na ni be jimi hunti na me bo afode no. Nyankopon said the ni be some na ni be jimi hunti na me tu sana mo no. Nyankopon said the ni be some na ni be jimi hunti na me kasa sema chire mi nua be man ni mi nua ba no. Nyankopon said the ni be some na ni be jimi hunti eti na me se me nya de me nya no. That is a holy life. Life with the fullest consciousness of bringing pleasure, the fullest pleasure unto God. Not what will make you satisfied. If that is so, then any word, any act, any thought, any motive, any move, and whatsoever we express without sole objective of pleasing God is not holy. Isaiah 57, verse number 15. For thus says the high and the lofty one that inhabit eternity, whose name is holy. God is holy because his workings. Psalm 145, verse number 17. The Bible says that the Lord is righteous in all his ways. He's always right. He's righteous in all his ways and holy in all his workings. All the workings of God meet godly standards. God will never lower his standard. God will never act like men. Sometimes some of us, the way we are, we wish God would do people evil so that we will be happy. As we are here, we are looking at each other's face. We wish as this brother gets up and is going, he should fall down. Now, you see, you naturally you'll be happy in your heart. But facially, you are saying, oh, sorry. But you are happy. God will never be like a man. God will never lose his standard. No matter how you hurt God, he will not fail to be righteous. He will not fail to be righteous. No matter what you do against God, he will be holy. The holiness of God. God is terrible in holiness. The holiness of God. Do you know what it does? The holiness of God sometimes produces the judgments of God. God must act his judgment. He must bring forth his judgment so that he will meet the standard he has set. Child of God, let me tell you this. Grace separates us from the world, but grace doesn't distinguish us from godliness. Grace doesn't distinguish us from godliness. Grace separates us from the world. It makes us better. It takes us out of the world. But when we are in the kingdom, listen to me, there are laws that are in operation in the kingdom. So we may be saved from the law of sin and death, but we are still under the law of life. So don't just quote it and say that we are saved from the law. Saved from the law. Explain which law. And let us know that there's another law you are supposed to operate with. Holiness is power. Acts 3, the verse number 12. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, "Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye also earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness?" Our own power or holiness. We had made this man to walk. According to Leviticus 20, the verse number 6, we are to be holy unto God. But 1 Peter 2, the verse number 9, it says that we are holy. We are holy. How did we become holy? The Bible says, "But ye are chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praise of him who had called you." Leviticus, no? No, say, my friend must say, "Ya moba beya akronkron for." But Peter, no? Was saying, "Ma ya akronkron," or say, "Ma ya akronkron adisye." "Ma ya akronkron adisye." Kwenbe enso, eni e fire, ebe sa akronkron adisye, no? And on the 1 Peter 1, the verse 11, now, was he shows that it is the work of the Holy Spirit in us that gives the signal of the season and time. 1 Peter 1, the verse number 11, he said, "Searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow." Hallelujah. But when it comes to holiness, the Bible calls something the Spirit of holiness. The Holy Spirit is also the Spirit of what? Holiness. Why is he the Spirit of holiness? He's the Spirit of holiness is because he's the only one that reveals the will of God perfectly. And he's the one that works in us to will and to do the will of God that is revealed. It is the Holy Spirit that empowers us. He reveals the truth and guides us into all truth. He is the Spirit of holiness by whom we can be holy. The Old Testament saints didn't have in them the Holy Spirit. So the Bible says that God said that you may become, because he has worked in you to will and to do. Lord, I want to be holy. Lord, I want to be holy. Submit under the authority. Submit under the authority. Submit under. You must learn how to fellowship with the Holy Spirit. You must learn how to walk with the Holy Spirit. You must learn how to hear his voice. You must learn how to, understand his promptings. Because the truth of the matter is that two people must just come here right now. The truth of the matter is that God may call two people, "Come," and tell this one, "Go." The fact that this one is going doesn't mean that you two, you must go. Maybe he's telling you, "You go this way." The moment you go this way, you have gone all right. But that is not his holy going you have gone. His will at that time is for you to go this way. For you to know the will of the Lord and execute and walk in it is walking and living the holy life of God. Hebrews 9:14. Look at what Jesus did. "How much more shall the blood of Jesus Christ," then he said, "who through the eternal spirit." So even Jesus said, "Tama wo wuro wo fa hun kunkrumu eno ye de ye wo wu ye se wo wu kwa bi so a ke wo no anye holy death beam kanye de wo say ye wo did have been unto the Lord. because I do baby what I am yow. Into your conquest of Butu, Gasemini Turum Hall. Was successful of Bompire Strasa for Radi, say Radi Cabaya, me Pemu Padia, a Bayan Kamen Parame. Dientia, because not when I'm a yow. He can imagine what was going to happen. And this is a Janessa Naka, Papa, and to me. But the conquest of one one. Well, Bompire said Radi Debum, Bompire, and then Yami, a sire buff. And will be sending the minister unto him. Until now, he was empowered. He offered himself through the Holy Ghost. He offered his blood through the Holy Ghost. That is why the blood of Jesus is holy, because it has been offered through the Holy Spirit. It is a life lived in the Spirit that can be a holy life. There are some things that are obvious, of course. Of course, brother, sister, God will never, the Holy Spirit will never tell you, I've not yet met it. No. There are some things that they are just general things that will be on him. I don't know, me can't say, mommy say, common sense. I don't call some things common sense. I call them default sense. Default say, you're born Afra. Boafra, and she come down on Monsia. You common sense of Benomus. That be you lack default sense. There are some sense, German, you must know them. It is no baby on my default will of God. Wow, who are the way? A tragedy in the righteousness of God at this time. Yeah, it's not any way your name or come and why you almost die and I woo him on your man and woo banana. That'll be good over high and up here. We said we pay 2 pounds. Our money, you should be paid 2 pounds. So they didn't have money. I said they money. What do you think? The Holy Ghost will not do that. I know they are one, but there are some things you will need the Holy Spirit to direct you, so that you know that the will of God. We are the will of God. We nafiu nemu. And you can Romans 8, the verse number 26. Or see, and pay bon po muni mo bo. And then pay bon po so unim. Who perso bon pay puno? Say, unim adi mpa perso bon humpaye. Zana chile kongole kano. Or see, unim adi mpa perso bon humpaye. Say, mpa unim mpa. Eko ya verso faso bon pay nimpo. Or see, unim. Or see, nemu swong kron krono. Say, hum kron krono. Or big jina wafa. Or be bon. You see, eti mpa bon ukrani. Or mpa bobi eti mi ba. Enye kron kron pay yo. Eradie say me bon say mpaya obi a wo ha me me boni tuo be boni tuo be boni tuo boni tuo and pain na boni ni an odi ya obi because ni 20 gala bi da ho no mo a obi afa no eti tuo no wo tu ni nyina no wo be ko wo bubu pa ni hu fifre o ko fio say ya he park so pa ya de papa ya boy ya papa ya Let's learn to submit our heart to the Lord. Let's learn to come before the Lord. No, I don't like that side. That side, I don't like it. Don't do the miracle because I want my my tongue to see. Look, I did miracle because I did miracle. Don't show me go for me to be strong. You know what to do. I could hear. Hallelujah. May the Lord help us. I say, may the Holy Spirit help us. Today, you will overcome. You will know what is right. You will know what is wrong. You will know what you have to stay away from. You can live holy. You can be holy. Living a holy life is not wearing that skirt, it's not wearing that trouser, it's not putting on that duku, it's not making your face somewhere, it's not crying and looking sanctimonious. No, I am linging spunk, compier, oh, brother, sister, no, it doesn't look like God, don't you see? It must meet a certain standard, and it can be by the Holy Spirit. I say it can be by the Holy Spirit. Child of God, our goings and our comings, everything we do, we must do them through the Spirit eternal. Then that holy factor, that is why we call him Holy Spirit. It is not his name. It is just like saying that the eternal spirit. It is just like saying that the spirit of righteousness. It is just like saying that the spirit of grace. He is the Holy Spirit because he is the spirit of holiness. He's the standard. The Bible says that no man knoweth a man except the spirit that is in the man. He said, likewise, the Holy Spirit, he searches even the deep things of God. So the Holy Spirit is so knowledgeable about the wills of God, so much so that if you rely wholly on him, you will not miss your steps, neither will you miss the ingredient you need to complete a holy course. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Tell the Lord, Lord, synchronize my heart to that of the Holy Ghost. Help me to be able to sense the tiniest heartbeat of the Holy Spirit. Make me sensitive to the Spirit of God, that I may know what he's saying and what he's doing. Come on, I want you to lift your voice and begin to pray. If you can pray in tongues, just do that. Let this prayer be a holy prayer. Just this time, every day you may be praying, but let this prayer be a holy prayer. Don't pray because of somebody. Lift your voice and pray unto the Lord. Help me, Lord, help me. Let my preaching, let my sweeping, let my love life, let my patience, let everything I do, let it be in accordance with the godly standards of the Spirit. 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 Somebody lift your voice. Church, lift your voice. Church, lift your voice. Let it meet that godly standards. Ka-ba-ba-ba. Shatala baba baba, kora baba baba. Lift your voice, lift your voice, lift your voice, lift your voice, lift your voice. By the Spirit you shall prevail. By the Spirit you will win. By the Spirit you will win. By the Spirit you can live that life. By the Spirit you can overcome. By the Spirit you can win. By the Spirit. 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 So that your words will not be by the standards of men. Your acts will not be by the doctrines of men. So that your giving life may be a holy life. Your preaching life may be a holy life. You need it. The Holy Spirit will help you to think through every minute, every second. When you are taking decision, when you are making a move, he will prompt you. He is faster than the speed of light. The Holy Spirit can never miss it. He can let you know that what you are coming to say is right, or what you're coming to say is not. He can help you to know. Oh. Oh. Worship your presence, Lord. Thank you, Holy God. Thank you, Holy God. The Bible says the angels bow before you and they say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Thank you. That we are, you will enable us to meet your standards. That we'll be walking your will and your ways. In the name of Jesus, we exalt you. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, somebody shout amen.
And light.